Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
Patok ngayon sa mga millennials ang intermittent fasting. Isa din ito sa pinakapopular na health fitness trend para sa pagpapayat, pag-improve ng kalusugan at paggaling mula sa mga sakit. Ngunit bago sumabay sa uso, nako, paalala ng mga eksperto na usisain muna ang balak pasukin na weight loss o health regimen. At upang tayo ay gabayan, kasama natin sa Healthy Pinoy ngayong umaga, Dr. Angelica Lugarda Scott, upang talakayin ang pros and cons ng intermittent fasting. Magandang araw sa iyo, Doc Ange!
Hello, Claudette! Magandang araw at magandang araw din sa lahat ng ating mga listeners. It's nice to be here. Despite sa, obviously, sa pandemic, we're all doing well. Kumusta kayo, Claudette?
Okay naman tayo, Doc. Lumalaban din, no? Lahat ay nag-e-effort, nagsisikap para malabanan itong COVID-19. At ito nga, Doc, meron tayong segment na Healthy Pinoy para pag-usapan ang mga health concerns ng ating mga tagapakinig. For this morning, pag-usapan natin ang intermittent fasting kasi nga po, isa ito sa trending ng health fitness na ginagawa ng ating mga tagapakinig. So, una sa lahat, Doc, mas maintindihan natin, ano po ba itong intermittent fasting?
Oo, so this is a very nice topic to discuss talaga, no? Kasi in na in itong topic na ito. So itong intermittent fasting is, ito yung timing or schedule ng pagkain wherein meron tayong tinatawag na fasting period at also yung meron ring window of period of eating. So, this is very, ano ngayon, patok sa mga ating mga listeners kasi it's on trend, di ba? Pero itong fasting na ginagawa na ganito, intermittent fasting, ay actually, ay matagal na ito. If we look at in history, if we look back in history, you know, the ancient hunter-gatherers, they only ate intermittently. O kumakain sila, it's based on opportunity, di ba? They don't have agriculture at that time. They used to hunt. They used their mobility as a survival strategy. So, when you think about it, it's been there for years, yeah? So, intermittent fasting is like a rebranding of the old practice that humans used to do millions of years ago. So para sa akin, it's not a diet. It's a eating schedule or an eating pattern, and it's not a new concept. Binago lang natin ang pangalan recently. So, during intermittent fasting, yung body natin is using the stored energy in order to continue our function. So, we as human beings, this ability to function at high level, both physically and mentally, during extended period of time, it can happen, yeah. And that's how our biology has evolved and adapted, yeah. So this is a very, very nice way of, pag-schedule ng ating eating.
Quick question, Doc. So masasabi ba nating ligtas itong IF? O masasabi din ba nating dapat i-check muna ng gustong sumubok mag-intermittent fasting kung kiyang ba sa kanila itong ganitong klase ng pagkain?
Of course, because obviously iba-iba naman tayo, you know, we have merong iba na merong mga chronic conditions, meron yung iba na mga generally healthy. So I think yung mga generally healthy, they're fine. Pero yun siguro yung may mga chronic conditions, yung may mga diabetes, may mga liver condition or kidney conditions, it's important obviously to check with your doctor first or with your dietitian to make sure everything is okay.
Okay. And yeah. I know that there are actually different types of IF.
Oo, totoo yan, Claudette. Mm-hmm. So we have this many types. Meron yung tinatawag natin 16-8 or yung yun yung 16 hours na mag-fast at 8 hours lang yung window period na magkakain. Meron rin tinatawag na 18-6, so 18 hours on fasting, 6 hours on eating period. Meron rin 24. So 20 yung fasting for yung eating period. Meron rin tinatawag na 5-2 diet at yung alternate days. So when you think about it, wala namang hard and fast rule na o ito yung dapat o ito yung hindi dapat. But the best thing lang para sa ating mga listeners is to remember na yung the schedule that you do it yung sustainable for you. Mm-hmm. And also, mag-fit in sa lifestyle mo. Because that's the really important thing in terms of yung dietary modifications. Yung important yung ma-sustain mo for a long period of time. Hindi yung temporary lang, 1 month, 2 months, and hindi na kaya afterwards, di ba?
Yeah.
Ganon, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the pros and cons naman, Doc. So ano yung mga pros? Start tayo din sa positive kasi yun yung gusto marinig ng ating mga kanina. Ano yung mga pros ng intermittent fasting?
Yeah. So, merong, based sa pag-aaral, merong mga promising benefits yung intermittent fasting. So, isa na dito yung weight loss. Kasi, during daw nagpa-fasting is, yung umi-increase yung ating growth hormones. Tapos, yung insulin din natin, nagde-decrease yung insulin. So, thus, in return, it also decreases our insulin resistance. So dahil limited lang rin yung window of period of time that we can eat, then incidentally, it can also lessen our calorie intake. So in that way, obviously, it can cause weight loss. Mm. Ang science rin kasi behind it is obviously yung weight loss in our body uses energy from carbohydrate in the first 12 hours. So after that, it uses stored fat na after 12 hours. So, sinasabi rin nila na yung meron yung studies na nagsabi na, I think maliit na studies na nagsabi na yung down 16-8 is the best timing daw. Tapos, tapos in terms of weight loss then, di ba kung mag-weight loss ka, then it can improve your blood pressure and then it can also improve your blood sugar.
Okay.
Which is really good, yeah. So another thing is it can decrease inflammation, it can improve sleep, gives you more energy. So yun yung mga sabi doon sa studies na it can also help, yeah.
Okay, how about the cons naman, Doc?
Oo, meron rin mga downsides. So I think one of the downsides is that wala pang set na guidelines as of the moment. Yes, it's true, merong small studies na nagsabi na 18-6 is the best timing. Pero yung set talaga na guidelines, wala pa. Tapos, when in terms of others, yung parang symptoms, some people experience yung mental fog, heartburn, or headache, and also sometimes, you know, people who are going through this intermittent fasting, hindi nila ma-stop yung cravings nila. Another downside then is, for example, yes, meron kang eating period of time na 8 hours lang or 6 hours, but then if you eat a lot naman during those times or you eat unhealthy during those times, then again, you won't lose weight.
So, kailangan, kung ikaw nag-IF, dapat kung i-break mo na yung pagma-fast mo, kailangan mga healthy food din nakakainin mo, yung kakailanganin ng katawan mo para mag-operate din siya, di ba?
Of course, it's very important na hindi lang scheduling but also yung type of foods that you eat during that window of period of time that you eat the healthy types of food. So, ang mga recommended, obviously, basically, alam naman natin yung firstly is yung complex carbohydrates. It's very important you choose the complex carbohydrates, hindi yung simple carbohydrates. So yung mga complexes, tinatawag natin whole grains, so yung mga brown bread, brown rice, so those are very important. At saka, preference din, Claudette, yung mga whole plant foods, kasi marami siyang essential vitamins and minerals that we need, especially during the active period, you know, during that daytime period, and also our body can store it as well. Also, it's very important to avoid yung mga processed foods kasi they are pro-inflammatory, you know, so yung mga red meat, canned goods, yung mga ganon, those are really important to avoid. Yun ring mga simple sugars, yung tinatawag natin mga soda, mga soft drinks, it's not good for our blood sugar.
So, dapat eat close to nature, kumbaga.
Yung mga whole food talaga.
And finally, Doc, payo mo po sa mga gustong sumubok mag-intermittent fasting?
Yes, I think it's a good one to try. Yeah, so marami siyang health benefits. So, for the general public, yes, it's really, it's good. Yeah, magandang i-try nila and see if that would fit them, di ba? It's important to remember then now we have this what we call a circadian rhythm of our body, yung parang orasan ng ating katawan, na mas maganda daw na if we do the eating window or feeding window during the morning or during the day na awake tayo. The reason for that is because we burn more calories during the day compared to the evening. We have more thermogenesis happening during the day. So, ibig sabihin nito, so equivalent na calories na kinain mo, if you eat that during the day, it will get burned easily. Compared kung gabi ka kumain. So, meaning, kung gumagawa ka ng intermittent fasting, it's better to put the window period of eating in the morning. So, for example, mag-start ka ba eating at 6, mm-hmm. then 8 hours niyan or 6 hours niyan, so, umaga. Rather than, magsimula ka ng 1 p.m. May kasabihan ng eat like a king in the morning. Tapos in the day, yung sabi nilang don't eat na after 6 or after 5 kasi nga hindi mo na mababurn, masustore mo na yung foods na yon. It has to do with our circadian rhythm.
Okay, so parang may timing din pala dapat yung pagkain.
Oo, time mo siya, yung gising ka, yung awake ka.
Mahalaga din no, na dapat na maintindihan natin yung mga tagapakinig na kung sila ay may health concerns at balak nilang mag-IF, dapat tanong muna sa kanilang mga GP bago sila sumubok.
So, may mga health conditions sila, it's very important to consult with your doctors kasi you will be guided well. At saka, maganda rin kung if they try to do this diet, it's very important to mix it up with regular exercise as well para ma-attain nila yung weight loss na gusto nila.
Ayun, ayan, maraming salamat Dr. Angelica Logarta Scott sa iyong mga payo sa amin ngayong umaga.
Pleasure to be here for that.
At sa ating mga tagapakinig, laging tandaan ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako po si Claudette Candeno.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.